Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I was just looking at this story during the break, and Brett was laughing about it earlier. It is, this headline itself is about, have you heard the Tim Hortons story? It's a big coffee shop chain in Canada, donut shop, whatever. And a woman went in and did the most unthinkable act, dropped her pants and did an unthinkable act, and then threw it at the employees.
Oh, Lordy, what?
The headline is, woman furiously dumps on the floor of Tim Hortons, throws it at employees. Furiously. How do you walk in a place and furiously...
Well, how many people are going to do that with a smile on their face while they're giggling?
That.
Unless they're on drugs.
Yeah,
I'm assuming they locked this chick up.
Or
did she get out of Dodge?
She has been arrested since. The video is on the Roger and JP Twitter page, too. Right below Monica and you guys having a threesome.
I don't want to see it.
What a Twitter page.
I don't want to see this.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I definitely don't.
It's nasty, but...
I don't want to see it. I'm
horrible.
Bored.
It all happened Monday late afternoon. They did arrest her, and they're determining charges because
they got her.
They must be looking at each other. What do you call this?
And that's when her lawyer's like, "Listen, there's nothing in the book. She didn't commit a crime. I agree, it's not right, but wait, you show me the law."
You charge her with deliberate crapping?
I don't know what it is.
So, I mean, it's got to be indecent exposure, but who knows what else they have as far as charges in Canada? But
what could have gone wrong to get her to that point?
Exactly.
Tim Hortons is a donut shop, right?
Yeah, like a coffee, donut, like a Dunkin' Donuts. Like, but a little, I think, more sit down than that.
Okay.
Is my impression of it. But she just comes in and just really, that's what I mean, furiously, like,
so
pissed off, squats.
There's no facts in it? Like, there's no facts in the story yet? There's no why she did it or anything?
No.
Like, what were they arguing about? That's what I got to know. Not that it makes it right for her to do that.
Maybe there were no more Boston cream left and she just went ballistic.
Yeah, no, the camera doesn't really, she did have a discussion with the guy behind the counter.
And
then it gets heated and then she takes off the jacket that was wrapped around her waist.
It's weird that she did it so fast, though. Like, she, you know what I mean? Like, it came right out.
Maybe she.
Oh, that is horrible.
Maybe she really had to go.
That is horrible. Yeah. And then uses the napkins that she throws at them. Oh, my goodness.
We've all been there.
No,
but she did wipe, which is good.
Yeah. Well, she's got that going for her.
What kind of nut job does that?
Up their own, though.
I know.
Animals do.
Monkeys. Monkeys.
Animals do.
She flings it just like monkeys.
While we're talking donuts, Monica, I'm going to give you something that'll change your mind. You eat change your world. Back on food. Do you you like Krispy Kremes?
Yes, of course.
Listen to me. Take a Krispy Kreme.
Uh-huh.
Slice it in half. Not like slice it in half so you got two. You got
like a
two
bagel?
Flat. Yeah, slice it like a bagel. Grill it.
No heat.
Listen. Can let me finish.
Oh, there's more.
Listen to me. Cheeseburger in between the two sides of the Krispy Kreme, that will change your life.
Like at the fair.
Okay.
At
the fair, whatever it is. I've had it tailgating and it's amazing.
So
amazing.
Hamburger between two.
Cheeseburger.
I don't like cheeseburger. So hamburger.
Forget it. So it's wasted on you.
Oh, what are you talking about? There's one slice of cheese that ruins the whole thing.
Yes.
Cheese is part of it.
Cheese and sweet. It's part of it.
And what else is on it?
Lettuce and tomato and onion and stuff, or no?
No, you don't even need it. Just maybe put a little bit of ketchup on there if you want to. You don't even have to, because the ketchup is what, you know, kind of gives it a sweet tang. But this is just sweet without the tang.
Sugary.
And Brett, have you done it yet?
I don't know if I've had it on a cheeseburger. Dunkin' Donuts for a while did an egg sandwich with the donut.
No.
So like a sausage, egg, and cheese.
No, it is a burger.
With a donut.
In a donut.
It's a burger, bro. I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's on the way to it, though. I mean,
it's on the way, but it's not at the finish line.
This they is have it at the fair.
This is a tailgate food that I'll put up against anything. I know you fancy people bring shrimp and do shish kebabs and all that crap. You know, someone who wants to deep fry a turkey. I get it.
You fancy.
Too much work. All you got to do is get a box of Krispy Kremes, slice them.
Which are unbelievable.
Grill them, and then put a cheeseburger in between that bitch, and boom.
What do you call that? What's it's got to have a name.
Happy.
I'll take two happies.
Two happy burgers? You got it.
I can't stop watching this video of the woman.
I can't unsee it. I don't ever. I think
I'm on my third time because I'm trying to figure out what. But I mean, you have no idea what she's gesturing about to the guy and what they're arguing about. And it looks like just a regular customer employee type argument until she just really loses her mind.
I mean, based off like the Starbucks stories, you know, of not being able to use the bathroom. That seems like the most legit one. No, I really have to go. I really have to go. You have to buy something. You have to buy something. No, I really have to go. I really have to go. And then,
Brett, that's perfect.
Don't believe me?
That makes complete sense.
Right? I can't imagine anything else.
Or she's just a psycho whose order got screwed up and decided, I'm going to show them.
She has a nice butt, though.
You know?
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, no. You can see it. You can see it.
I can see poop.
No, beyond that. After she gets rid of it and there's no more there.
I can't see past the poop. I just can't.
What a weird, a weird story.
Brett, I can't believe you're watching this video.
It's from a distance, and you don't see the end result of where it goes, like if it went on someone or whatever.
You're usually not down with gross.
Right. But for whatever reason, it's just at a far enough distance and no sound. I didn't go, this is awesome as far as, I wish this happened to me. Right. But it's just at enough distance, the camera angle.
So the entertainment outdoes the gross.
I think so, in this particular video.
Okay. Audio
like
would ruin it?
Two girls, one cup.
Oh. No.
I never
one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
I never watched
don't
it.
Don't do
10
it.
10 seconds.
JP,
and
I don't even know if it was 10. And I was like, I can't watch this.
No, yep. I'm good.
That is maybe the worst thing in the history of the
internet. When everybody's got the same reaction, there's no need for me to dip my toes in that water.
Don't even
no
do
way.
It. You can never unsee that, ever. And it's,
there's no reason.
It
to.
Messed my head up for like days. Like I was sad and disgusted and everything for days. It's awful.
Did they have a gun?
Why did they do that?
Did they have a gun to their head, those two?
No, but that's why it's so sad, because, I mean, what are they doing with their lives? Ladies, come on.
I think throwing the word ladies around is a little...
a little fast and loose with the word
ladies. That's a little loosey-goosey.
Yeah. Filthy whores, what are you doing with your lives? Come on.
There you go. Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
On 102.5 The Bone.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.